Test 68, Section 3, Question 17. This one is a strengthened question, and we're looking to support the iconoclastic geophysicist's claim. So iconoclastic just means breaking with the mold. It actually is a cool word because it comes from a group of people called iconoclasts, who literally were people that went around smashing icons. So it's basically someone who breaks with tradition or breaks the mold. Now, that's important, not really for anything specific here, but there are a couple of other places where they use iconoclastic, and you do need to know the term. Basically it says the conventional view is that asteroids strike it randomly, thereby randomly affecting the Earth's evolution, but we have this one iconoclastic geophysicist that claims that asteroids have struck the Earth through a highly organized natural process. So the conclusion is they are a highly organized natural process. And the evidence is we have this unusual pattern of impact craters that form a halo-like swath across the northern hemisphere. So we have these craters that are in kind of a halo-like swath. And then it goes back to there is a consensus that. Now, this part about what there's a consensus about, that's not the iconoclastic geophysicist's view. It is simply the consensus view. So we don't really care this much about it, but there's a consensus that these craters appeared at the end of the Cretaceous period, followed by a mass extinction of much land and ocean life. So these craters basically appeared and then stuff died. But the conclusion that we're really concerned with is that asteroids strike the Earth through a highly organized natural process, and the evidence is that there's this unusual pattern of impact craters. So that's what we're looking to help. So we look at the answer choices. A, several asteroid strikes within a short period could produce both volcanic activity that warms the oceans and atmospheric debris that blocks sunlight, and such changes could cause mass extinctions. The problem is that doesn't say whether or not the asteroids strike the Earth in a highly organized fashion, and so it doesn't really help or hurt the argument. B, if asteroids repeatedly pummel the same spots, the beating may affect the flow of molten rock, which would affect the degree to which the continents drift around the Earth's surface. Well, that doesn't really affect whether or not the asteroids do or don't strike the Earth through a highly organized natural process. We aren't really getting that yet. See, the impact craters that form a halo-like swath across the northern hemispheres were the result of a single cluster of meteors striking the Earth. If anything, that would hurt this argument, because it's going to say it's not a natural process. It's this one kind of unique event. D, lumpy masses within the Earth cause gravitational interactions with approaching asteroids that force them into specific orbits before impact. Now, this actually does strengthen the argument, because it does say that asteroids strike the Earth in a highly organized natural process because we have gravitational interactions that force the asteroids into specific orbits. And so D does help, even though it seems weird. Now, a lot of times people say, well, wait a minute, what do I know about lumpy masses within the Earth causing gravitational interactions? Remember, this is a strengthened question, so we're allowed to bring in outside information. And then E, no similar pattern of impact craters was created during any other period of the Earth's history. That too would weaken it somewhat, because if we only have this one piece of evidence that it's highly organized natural process, that really becomes less persuasive if it's the only example of something that looks like a pattern. And so D is our best response.